The news in detail from Karen Creed.
Organisations representing doctors and nurses have called on the government to reintroduce some measures to tackle the spread of COVID-19. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation and the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine have asked for mask wearing in indoor and congregated settings and working from home to be brought back. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Last night, there were 1,610 patients in hospital with COVID-19 and 49 of these in ICU. ICU numbers remain stable, and around half of patients in hospital with the disease are there for other reasons but tested positive for the virus. Today, two major groups, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation and the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine, have called for government to revisit public health measures like mask wearing in indoor and congregated settings and working from home. While the National Public Health Emergency Team has been disbanded, Department of Health officials continue to monitor COVID-19 and have not recommended the reintroduction of any measures.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said fresh attacks are expected in the east of the country after Russia said it was scaling back its troop presence around the capital, Kyiv. As the invasion enters its sixth week, fighting has continued in many areas, despite Moscow's pledge to reduce its activity in northern regions. Mr. Zelensky said his country's military was prepared for Russia's next moves.
We are getting ready for this. We don't believe anyone, not a single beautiful phrase. There's a real situation on the battlefield, and that's the most important thing. We will not give anything away.
Ukraine's deputy prime minister has said a convoy of buses has set out for the besieged southern port of Mariupol to try to deliver humanitarian supplies and bring out trapped civilians. Irina Vereshchuk said the convoy departed after the International Committee of the Red Cross confirmed Russia had agreed to open a safe corridor. More than 100,000 residents are trapped in the city with no power and dwindling supplies. Repeated attempts to organise safe corridors have so far failed. Proposed legislation to reform the way judges are appointed has been approved by government and is due to be published today. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, is expected to announce this morning that the new legislation will bring about the biggest reforms in the area for a quarter of a century. More than 200 international tourism operators are in Killarney, County Kerry for a trade event where they are expected to book millions of euro worth of business in the accommodation and leisure sectors in Ireland from next year onwards. It's the first time in 3 years that the Mehel event is taking place in person. From Killarney, our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy.
Pre-pandemic, tourism was a €9.5 billion industry in Ireland, supporting around 250,000 jobs. Coronavirus forced a reduction in tourism activity to just one-third of that level, but it's building back again. Mehel is a trade event where Irish tourism businesses pitch to international buyers. Deals done at Mehel lay the foundations for the trade here for next year and beyond. This year, Mehel is taking place over 2 days at the INEC in Killarney, the first time since 2019 it's taking place face-to-face. More than 400 Irish tourism businesses are represented at this year's event, pitching to over 200 international tourism buyers and tour operators from 19 countries. Fáilte Ireland, which organises the event, says deals worth millions of euro will be signed at Mehel over the next 2 days. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Killarney.
The average asking price for used cars climbed by nearly 8% in the first 3 months of this year compared to the same period in 2021, driven by ongoing supply pressures in the market. According to data from the listings website Dundeal, the inflation represents the 10th consecutive quarter that prices for pre-owned cars have increased. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
This latest data shows the perfect storm that hit the used car market over the past 2 years is, it seems, continuing. Supply chain problems in the new car market caused by the pandemic, coupled with lower UK used car imports due to Brexit, and many of the cars bought during the Celtic Tiger becoming obsolete, have hit supply hard. The problems have been exacerbated by the war in Ukraine, which is further impacting new car supplies and pushing up oil prices, forcing motorists to consider buying electric or hybrid vehicles. As a result, the the price of used cars rose 7.9% in the first 3 months of the year compared to the same period in 2021, according to Dundeal. Overall, the annual rate of price growth in the used car market is now running at 30%, the data shows. And when compared to pre-pandemic levels, used cars are now 53% more expensive. And reflecting the growing appetite for electrified vehicles, prices of used electric cars are now 19% higher year on year, with used hybrids up 25%.
Vote counting in the Trinity College Shannon by-election resumes this morning, following the announcement of the first count late last night. Former rugby international Hugo McNeil topped the poll, with the next three placed candidates, defence analyst and disabilities campaigner Tom Clonan, author and academic Maureen Gaffney, and former Dublin Mayor and Green Party councillor Hazel Chew, considered to be still in the running. 17 candidates contested the election, triggered by Labour's Ivana Bacic winning a Dáil seat last year. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Sunny this morning after a frosty start. Cloud will build in the afternoon and there'll be scattered showers of rain, hail and sleet, with a possibility of some snow on hills and mountains. Highest temperatures of 5 to 9 degrees and feeling cold with moderate to fresh northerly winds.